Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Welcome back, everybody, to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I am your host, Elaine the Brain Terso, and I'm here with a friend, Josephine. Josephine was part of our previous summit we did back in April, and she's coming back to talk about elevating your customer experience. And Josephine, I want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself for the people that don't know you but should know you.
Yeah. Hi, Elaine. And I'm so honored to be back to this amazing summit because the kind of like the way that you do these, the organization is amazing. And it's just a big honor to be a guest in your summits, actually. So I'm super proud that I got to be back again, a returning visitor. So that is really cool. Thank you so much. So what I do is I help mainly coaches and consultants build an offer that is designed to sell, because it's not rocket science, but there are some kind of pitfalls to avoid, and to really set it up properly in the beginning makes that the whole journey becomes so much easier, so much faster, and so much more enjoyable, actually.
Yes. And so creating offers that sell, I think a major part of that is the customer experience. And so can you talk a little bit about how are you coaching people through that? Like, what kind of advice or tips and tricks are you giving them on how to do that, so they are positioning themselves in a way that will actually benefit them and, more importantly, benefit their customers?
Yeah, so it actually even starts with the niche, when they define the niche. So many people say, oh, I don't want to niche down. I can help so many, I can help everyone. Yeah, but in the part of like niching down, it's not necessarily about you. It is about the client. It is about their experience, because they want to be helped by the best. They want to be helped by the specialist, not someone who is helping someone who might be 15 and someone who might be 85. And even though we could, in theory, help both the 15-year-olds and the 85-year-olds, or I don't know, the guitar player and the babysitter, whatever it might be, they want to have the feeling that I am the specialist for them. So that is why it's so important to niche down, not for you, not only for your business, but actually for the customers. And I think that is where it starts.
Yeah, 100%. I think that is so, so, so critical, is that it's, you know, the tagline that we kind of have for this summit is that it's not about the transaction, it's about the transformation, right? And really getting business owners into the mindset of, what are you going to do for them? It's not about buy my stuff. This is what I'm going to do for you. This is how I'm going to help you make a change and make an impact in your life. It's not, when you take out the buy my stuff mentality, which is where we all begin, right? We all begin in the, oh, I have this new thing. Everybody buy my stuff. And we stop thinking about, wait a minute, it's not about me, it's about them. Have you gone through any, you know, mindset shifts in your own business, or walking people through how to make that shift in their business where it's focused on the customer and not on the person selling the stuff?
Yeah, definitely. And I think we all go through these things. You know what? When I started out my business, I tried to create something on my own. I didn't dare to talk to anyone. I didn't dare to ask them about it, because I thought, you know what? I actually know these things because I'm creating something that I would have needed before. What I forgot in the whole process was that I had since then actually further developed. So I had forgotten the the language that people were using. And not to say I also kind of like forgot about the I wasn't confident enough to talk to people about it. So the first thing that you really need to do is to do proper market research. And I know both of you, you and I, we have spoken about this.
Girl, yes.
We have spoken about this before, that it's so important to do market research, to ask them, what is your problem?
Yeah.
And to really, as you say, to shift the focus from I need to make money. I need to make money now, to shift it to what are the problems that I can solve? What are the problems that I want to solve? And how can I help the others? Because that is going to make you money, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I was a photographer, I used to do this thing where I would go like, oh shit, I don't have any photo shoots on the books. And I did like boudoir photography. So that was my niche, right? And so I would go, okay, so I got to create a reason for people to come and get a photo shoot. And so I would say, I am so excited to serve 13 beautiful women this month. I am so excited to help them, or, you know, I picked a number, right? But it was not about me making money, even though I needed that because I had a mortgage, right? But it was, I'm excited to serve. I'm so excited to serve. I cannot wait to help boost the confidence of 10 beautiful women this month. Like, that was like the shift that I had to make for myself. So I'm so glad that you talk about that, because here's the deal. We've all been there. We've all been on the struggle bus where we get out of alignment and we're going down the rabbit hole and we forget who we're trying to help. And I think that's so important is, you know, when I was a photographer, when I started out, there were no business coaches. I didn't know that was even a thing. Yeah. And then I go, even if there was, I would have said, you're too expensive. I can't afford you, because I wasn't charging enough to be able to actually have a sustainable business. And so everything has to change. But I would have gotten there so much quicker had I had a coach that knew what the hell to guide me through the process. And so I think we get into this thing of, I don't need anybody. I can do this all on my own. And I'm like, no, even coaches need coaches.
Yeah, I can give you a perfect example, actually, based on that, because it took me 10 months to create that course that was never even published. I'd never even shared it with someone else. I hired my first business coach. Within 5 weeks, I had done market research. I had designed the course. I had published the course. I had 57 people joining my very first course. And then I started creating it. I would never have dared to do that if I hadn't had a business coach.
Yeah,
I made my money back, obviously, based on that course. Mm-hmm. So that is so important to really, first time you need to kind of step out of your comfort zone, because it will save you a lot of money in the end.
Yes.
And that is so important.
100%. You know, did I ever tell you about my first big fuck up? So when I was still a photographer, I was trying to do photography and help other business owners. I just had this like innate desire to help other people. And so I created this thing called the Business Reboot Camp 2.0. And I interviewed 33 people, experts, right, in a variety of fields, from beginning to market, everything and everything in between. And I put a lot of work into that. And I didn't do market research. I just assumed that everybody needs this. And so I priced it way too high. And I was targeting beginning business owners, which are not my market. They're not my demographic. And nobody bought it.
Mm-hmm. Right? And there you were with 33 interviews.
And here I am, oh my God, I was mortified. And I was like, I don't. And I'm like, I did not do my market research. Like, I did some market research in the form of like trauma, because I wanted to know and talk about how trauma impacts the entrepreneur. But I did not do enough market research to really figure out what people needed. And why am I charging $5,000 to a beginning business owner who has $0? right? Let's just be clear. Mm-hmm. They're using all the free stuff. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, girl. And even though I'm mortified about it, it was a huge learning lesson for me that, whoa, stop, take a pause. And instead sell it before it's ready.
Sell exactly.
Before it's yeah. ready is like the thing that has completely changed everything for me, because now I don't have to go do all the work. All I have to do is create a page and see if anybody's interested in market it a little bit, but I don't have to go out there and try to make something and then try to sell it and nobody buys it.
Yeah.
Is that something that you teach as well?
Exactly. So when I did my first course where I had these 57 people, mm-hmm. it was actually a free course because the premise was then to collect feedback and testimonials. That doesn't work any longer. This is a little bit over 2 years ago, because the market has shifted significantly since then.
So much.
I actually also say to my clients that we have to sell it first. We have to validate it first, because you have to make sure that you can sell it.
Yes.
Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense to start doing it, right? Mm-hmm. But it is a beta. We are open about that. It is a beta. And then that's also reflected in your price point. So you can set like scarcity metrics with a beta offer pricing, but also like, I only accept 10 or I only accept 20 or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's so, so important. So I am just so excited to have you back as a panelist. I know this is, we always just have such really great conversations. So I'm really excited and so excited to have you back and to continue this conversation, because I think there's going to be so much validity in the panel around this concept of, you know, creating offers that your clients actually want, that have been tested, that you know what it is that they need. You've got your customer journey mapped out. Like, you're setting yourself up for success, right?
Yeah. So, and even now in my program, I always start by saying, are there any questions today? What do you need today? So that we make sure that we cover that, and I don't just add on top of, you know, mm-hmm. they're overwhelmed, but really take it down a notch and make sure that I ask the questions. Because if I would just try to run the show without asking the questions, they wouldn't get the transformation that you spoke about in the beginning.
Yeah.
They would just be overwhelmed and not know what to do next.
Yep. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you again so much for coming to chat with me. I know we have a significant time zone difference, so I appreciate you being here, and we'll see you on July 12th for the summit.
Yeah, I really look forward to this. So see you at the summit, Elaine.
All right. Bye, guys. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at ElaineTurso.com.